I might mention just a couple of quick things. Number one, that Curly in the mid-70s did get a chance to be a recording artist. Yeah. You were on Sunshine Country Records, cut some 45s, and then you later on cut for Delta Records as a solo act. The album we were talking about, Shenandoah, Curly is a solo act, and then the Sunshine Country Records, which I play occasionally on my show, are the same. Basically, you were kind of the classic honky-tonk guy out of that deal, right?
Yeah.
That's what they were.
Yeah.
The General?
The General.
General,
we just called him the General.
He had Billy Parker and Curly and several acts signed to Sunshine Country Records. You guys got some significant airplay back in the mid-70s.
Yeah, we got some good airplay here on KVOO. Yeah. Some of that.
I would also say that in 58 and 59, Western Swing, because of rock and roll, I think, Curly, you'll agree with this, got in such an eclipse that Bob and Johnny Lee Wells actually had to leave the Canes Ballroom. He had combined his band with Johnny Lee. Bob could not figure out the kids. He says it's a mixture of black music and country music, same thing we were doing in 1934. Why won't the kids come out? I teach a class at OSU Tulsa. I say, well, why do you think that was? And they don't know, and it's just because kids want their own music. They didn't want their parents' music, no matter how good it was. And Bob and John Lee stayed up with the trends. They had a Twist song. Were you on that band when Blubb's Twist came out in 60 and 61?
No.
They had a Twist song that made the local charts. They kept trying, but kids wanted their own people, their own age. And that's really why. Now, wouldn't you say that would be right, Curly? That would be why Western Swing for a while went into an eclipse?
Yeah. It was a generation change more than anything else. You know, each generation that comes along, why, when they grow up, they more or less like the same things they did when they were growing up.
Exactly.
So it changes ever so often.
It does. Every generation, like
yeah,
you said,
yeah.
Generation.
And sometimes it'll repeat and go back a few years. Like every now and then, Western Swing comes back pretty strong, and then it'll kind of fade again for a while. And rock and roll kind of faded for a while, and now I don't know what to call this country music they've got now. It's a different kind of country music.
It's almost rock and roll.
Yeah.
It really
it's
is.
Kind of between country and rock and
it
roll.
It would have been rock and roll in the 50s and 60s, I think, if they'd heard it.
You know, actually, as far as that rock and roll, Cotton Thompson was really, as far as I'm concerned, the first rock and roll singer of all of them. He could do tunes like that Good Rockin' Tonight and all that kind of stuff. Man, I'm telling you, you talk about dancing, them people would get with it out there. Of course, the kids, that rock and roll beat is what put it over with them, mainly. And then guys like Presley, his personality and his good looks and everything.
Then on the other side, you said Hank Williams had something to do with country music going into eclipse because he brought a new sound into country music.
Yeah.
That very nasal kind of sound,
which
was not Western Swing sound at all, but it was danceable.
Yeah.
I remember you telling me that you thought that Hank Williams had a lot to do with...
He did, yeah. Of course, that's just like I was saying, it's kind of a mixture of everything. Mm-hmm. It all kind of ties together. Through the years, rock and roll came out and started getting popular, and of course, country has always been popular. We used to call country music a hillbilly music, you know. That was the term for it back when I was growing up, even. I never heard of country music, I don't think, until I got out playing.
Was that tough for you as musicians to see the crowds get smaller and smaller as rock and roll came on and you had to...
Yeah. And TV came in strong, and the dances kind of went by the wayside. You know, people used to come see you when you were on radio. They'd come see you to see what you looked like. Mm-hmm. TV took care of all that, and people quit dancing like they used to. Mm-hmm. Boy, I'm telling you, back in World War II, when the jitterbug and stuff like that was going strong, boy, they danced. You could play any night of the week, anywhere, and have a crowd. Because people had started getting to work when they had a little money to spend. Of course, when the war was over, why, everybody came back and started getting married and raising families and having other things to do other than getting out and going to the dance or something. So TV came on to get all the entertainment they wanted, sitting at home on their couch.
For free, yeah.
Well, a combination of things, I guess, kind of stymied Western Swing music. And dances in particular.
So then there was that moment then when Bob and Johnny Lee said, this is not working out here. We're not getting a big crowd.
Right.
So did they just fold camp completely?
Went to Vegas. Was it the Golden Nugget that they went to first?
Yeah.
Because again, they had adults. That was not the teenagers that were listening to music. They had grown-ups at a casino, and so they went out there and kind of relaunched a career playing casinos.
When did Bob Wills pass away?
75?
Yeah, 1975. I played for his funeral.
Where was that funeral?
At the Baptist Church out on East 11th here in town.
Oh, the church had to be jam-packed.
Oh, yeah. Everybody couldn't get in.
Johnny Lee as well in 84.
Yeah.
You played for his funeral,
yeah,
too.
In fact, I played for all the Wills' funeral except Lorraine and Luke. And I played for all the girls and the guys.
Lorraine was very recent. She was the last one to pass away. This was just about a year or so ago.
Yeah. What did you play at Bob Wills' funeral?
Johnny Gamble and Keith Coleman and I played it, and we played San Antonio Rose. Of course, we played some hymns that he used to do, like No Disappointment,
No Disappointment in Heaven.
Heaven. Maybe even Faded Love, something like that.
And Johnny Lee, do you remember what was played at his funeral?
Same thing, same kind of deal, yeah.
Was this at the Baptist Church downtown Tulsa?
It's out on East 11th Street, just across Memorial, isn't it?
Yeah, might, Eastland Baptist. It may have been
might,
Eastland.
Might be. It might be Eastland. It's where Johnny Lee and them, that's where they all used to go to church.
Yeah, because that's where Lorraine's funeral was Eastland. So I bet where it was.
Yeah. And how old were they?
Bob was 70.
70.
Johnny Lee,
I think, was 72.
Yeah.
He died in 84.
Yeah, and then Billy Jack was about 88, wasn't he? Luke was the last one to pass away. Billy Jack, the youngest, passed away third.
I played Faded Love for his funeral and went out to the cemetery where they had the graveside services. And I stood off about 30 feet out there and played Faded Love, just fiddle.
That had to be moving.
Then, yeah, it was really. We got a lot of reports on that.
All four of them are buried in our Memorial Cemetery?
Memorial.
At 51st Street.
The whole family is buried.
The whole family, in addition to the brothers, that's correct.
Yeah.